Help from the NCAA. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 27. Hi, I'm John Kibler, and welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm the founder and CEO of RecruitMe and Athletic Scholarship Coach. Well, this is episode 27, but as I record this, just coming off a day of watching football, it's Sunday evening, and Super Bowl 51 is all set. I don't know if your team's won. I picked the two losers today. Yeah, my wife is from Pittsburgh originally, so we were really hoping the Steelers would come through this. And she lived in Wisconsin before that, so we were rooting for the Packers. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just going to have to put on a good face here in this episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. And we're going to take a look at what the NCAA has to help us with. There's some fascinating things I'm going to point out to you. We're going to walk through some things that I'm going to do it in a way I've never done it before. And we'll get to that in a moment. But I do want to let you know that this Friday is Free Coaching Friday Facebook Live. Also the first time I've done this. I've done Free Coaching Fridays before, but I don't believe I've done Facebook Live with it. So all you got to do, wherever you are, just log on to the RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship Facebook page, and I will be there, Facebook Live. What time is all this happening? So this Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. That makes it 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific. Got all that out. And that's this Friday. What this is going to involve is I want to answer your questions. So submit your questions in advance. You can submit them to John, J-O-N, at recruit-me.com. There'll also be a link in the show notes directly to my email. Shoot me a question. You can even post your question on the Facebook page in advance. I'd love to get as many questions in advance that I can be thinking through the answers. You can try to stump me. That's okay. And I will probably be taking questions during the Facebook Live time as well. That's this Friday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific. I look forward to talking to you. Not only be taking questions, as that's why it's called Free Coaching Friday, is I'll be touching on some key recruiting points. So I'm going to come armed and ready to deliver some good content to you and also answer your questions. So please get your questions to me, email them to me, or go on my Facebook page, the RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship Facebook page. I'll have a link to that in the show notes here, or you can just do a search on that on Facebook. Ask your question there, and I'll get it answered on Friday. Looking forward to doing that. Also, I want to let you know that our sponsor of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast is Athletic Scholarship University. It's the only online course. You can take it at your own speed. It's on-demand video teaching and training, as well as a bunch of other resources. All the resources that we have with RecruitMe are available in Athletic Scholarship University. And I'll be updating with fresh content as time goes along, but check it out, athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. It's only $29 a month. Use it as long as you need it, and when you're done, just cancel and move on. But this is really the only thing of its kind to help you get an athletic scholarship. Speaking of how to get an athletic scholarship, that's my free offer on the website right now at recruitme.com. It's a very short document, a very short guide, a parent and athlete's guide on how to get an athletic scholarship. A lot of people have gone there and pulled that down. And when you get that, you'll also get the 7-day recruiting jumpstart. Hopefully, as you've gotten that, maybe you've already gone to the website in the last couple of weeks and you've picked up the document, and also getting those 7-day recruiting jumpstart pointers, and you are getting that jumpstart here at the beginning of 2017. January is almost gone. Can you believe it? It's almost history. It's amazing. Okay, so in this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to look at some things that the NCAA offers that you may not have seen before, and it's right in plain view. It's easy to find. We're going to go right to the NCAA website. So just listen in. If you're driving along, you're working out, or whatever you're doing, you're not going to be able to to follow me as we go from page to page. If you're just sitting down at your computer, you can do that too as you listen. But I want you to know that there are gems in here. There's gold. You're wondering about this whole athletic scholarship thing, and you want to get the background and the knowledge that you need to do things right. Well, a good resource is the NCAA website. Now, there are two NCAA websites, and I want you to go to NCAA.org. NCAA.org. If you go to NCAA.com, it's more of the promotional site. This one is the educational site, the scholarship site. So go there, NCAA.org. There's a couple options that I want to highlight for you. Up in the upper right-hand corner when you go there, you'll see a box that says, want to play college sports? Want to play college sports? And what you do is just click that. And that kind of pulls back the curtain, you know? There's a lot behind that curtain when you click that. So there's some text on the left-hand side, but really some other things in there is on the upper middle right-hand side is the student athlete registration. So if you're a student athlete, just click on that. And what that's going to take you to is the NCAA Eligibility Center. Great place to go to gain a full understanding of what you need to do in order to be eligible. In order to be eligible, you first have to register with the NCAA Eligibility Center. There's a fee that you have to pay, but that's where your grades and records and transcripts are updated as you go. If you're a junior, at least a junior, then you make sure you got to go there and you got to register. So anybody who is recruitable has to be registered on the NCAA Eligibility Center. So go there and you'll see some good resources as well on that site. Okay, so you're going to hit the back button and we're back to that page that says want to play college sports. And one of the things that you can find there up at the menu is Division I, Division II, Division III. There's things that are you know, it's almost like unless it's a Division I school, a lot of athletes and parents are going, we're just not going to consider Division II or III. However, there are some distinct advantages of D2 or D3. I think it was in one of my last episodes talked about a scholarship athlete that said, you know, you want to compete. You want to go to the school where you're going to be able to compete. May not be D1, maybe you're D2 level, and you're going to be a standout there. You got a shot at an athletic scholarship there. You want to go to the place that's the best fit. Well, as you look at these pages, the Division I page, for instance, if you click on the menu button at the top, there's some resources there that I think you should check out. So look at those. There's an NCAA online directory. There's an NCAA D1 master calendar. You're wondering, well, what is that master calendar? Well, you can just go and check that out and see some of the events that the NCAA is sponsoring and some of the initiatives that they're really tackling. So there's some resources in the right column. Is also the latest news, and that course is updated regularly as well. So that's the D1 level, and then as far as D2, number of things there. It talks about some background on D2 as well as academics, championships, compliance, things like that. It would be great. There's a recruiting button there too in the menu. Same thing for D1. And if you click on that, you'll be able to access the recruiting calendars, as well as the frequently asked questions like what is a contact? What is a contact period? What's an evaluation period? What's a quiet period? What's a dead period? So you'll find that on not only the D1 or the D2, but also the D1 resource page. And then, of course, you go down to D3, which actually has some of the best educational institutions available. And maybe you or your son or daughter is best fit with a D3, you're saying, well, they don't offer scholarships. They don't offer athletic scholarships. They offer other sorts of financial aid. Coaches are recruiting athletes, student athletes for the D3 level, and there's some great opportunities there, and I would encourage you to go ahead and check that out. So that's, once again, let's go back then to NCAA.org, if you pull that up, and you'll see at the top, there is on the menu bar too, is a menu for student athletes. Starts like this: more than 460,000 NCAA student athletes, more than ever before, compete in 24 sports every year. So there are also links under there for future student athletes. It's right on this page. Current student athletes, and one of those two you want to look at, and especially for you, probably future student athletes, so you can check out what that's all about, and they do want to send you to the NCAA Eligibility Center. Here's what I'd like to really hit on for you on this page: Wanna Play College Sports. Halfway down, after the first paragraph of the text, you'll see a link that says, learn about the three divisions. And I have to tell you that so many mistakes are made by student athletes who get so excited about one institution, one school, that they really ignore what will be the best fit for them. So here are some things you can look at. If you click on that link, a page will come up called NCAA Recruiting Facts. And there's a D1 section, D2, D3. This is just one page, so there's some bullet points. For instance, on D1, it starts out by saying Division I schools on average enroll the most students, manage the largest athletics budgets, offer a wide array of academic programs, provide the most athletic scholarships. So that's good to know. Division II provides growth opportunities through academic achievement, high-level athletics competition, and community engagement. Many participants are first-generation college students. And D3? The Division III experience provides an integrated environment that focuses on academic success while offering competitive athletics and meaningful non-athletics opportunities. And in each of these sections, there are more details about D1, D2, and D3. Click back again to the Wanna Play College Sports page. And the last thing they ask is, are you ready to play college sports? Download this brochure to find out. And so there's a whole publication for you that you can download there that the NCAA provides for you that helps you in the planning process from grade 9, 10, 11, and 12 all the way through, and gives you bullet points of what you can do in each grade level. There's academic standards listed there for D1, D2, and D3. So this is just a two-page brochure. You can download it as a PDF. And this is huge. It gives you that foundation that you need to pursue that athletic scholarship as a family. And there are a couple other links in there as well. Frequently Asked Questions link. The Eligibility Center is on there, as well as another NCAA site and page that will be important for you. So what I wanted to emphasize here is that right before your eyes are resources, and this is one of them, NAIA, same thing. Go explore that website. I've just scratched the surface on giving you some places that you should go right away. So remember, it's NCAA.org, and then you can also go to the NAIA site as well and see what they have to say there and see what some of the differences are. Because you, as a student athlete, want to compete at the place that's the right fit for you, athletically, academically, student life, and a number of other factors that are important to you. So don't spend a lot of money getting some of these answers that are right there on those two sites. I'll encourage you to do that. Take a tour of that site. Parents, do it with your son or daughter. Athlete, do it with your parents and really experience that same information. So it's a little bit different kind of show. I was giving you a tour of the website, which it's a little bit tough to do on audio, but I think you'll get it. I believe you will. Remember, this Friday, need your questions now. In fact, go ahead and shoot me your question, John, J-O-N, at recruit-me.com, and I'll answer it Friday. And Free Coaching Friday starts at 7 o'clock Eastern. We're going to go an hour, and then I will post it. It'll be recorded, so I'll post it there. If you can't make it live, you'll be able to watch the recording later on. I'll be touching on some key recruiting points and also taking your questions. Just on Facebook, you can go to my Recruit Me site. Just search Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship, and it'll come up for you. I'll also put a link there in my show notes if you want to ask your question there. Remember to get the free download, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship, on the homepage at recruitme.com. Hopefully you found this helpful and insightful and maybe kind of turned you on to something you never thought, that you could dig further and further into the NCAA site and NAIA site. They really want to help you in this athletic scholarship pursuit. Well, that's it for now, and I'll talk to you live on Friday night if you can make it there. Looking forward to it. And then next, I'll be recording that too in audio form, and I'll post that as a special edition of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. But I'll be back with the regular episode next Tuesday. Take care. We'll talk to you in just a few days.